Regina, reaction has begun to pour in from across Saskatchewan and beyond on news that former Saskatchewan Roughriders president and CEO Jim Hopson has passed away. The Saskatchewan Roughriders Football Club has confirmed Hopson has died on April 2 at age 73, after a lengthy battle with colon cancer. Roughriders president and CEO Craig Reynolds has issued the following statement. As president, Jim ushered in a new era for our organization that included two Grey Cup championships, incredible financial success, and perhaps most importantly, a belief in Roughrider football that will never fade away. But more than that, Jim was an optimist, someone who made you feel better by just being around him and a friend to all who knew him. On behalf of Rider Nation, I want to send our condolences to Brenda, Tyler and Carrie, as well as our thanks for everything Jim brought to our team, and our community. Roughriders Board Chair Dave Pettigrew issued this statement. As my predecessors on the Board of Directors began the search for the first full-time president of the Saskatchewan Roughriders Football Club, they were looking for someone who could dream big and harness all the potential that our organization had to offer. Jim Hopson took that challenge and exceeded all expectations, setting the standard for Rider pride. Jim's contributions to the club, to Canadian football and to the community will never be forgotten, nor will the warmth and joy he brought to every conversation. He will be immensely missed. On social media, the Roughriders posted this on their own feed on the X platform. For all you have done for our organization and for Rider Nation, thank you Jim, we will miss you. Head coach Corey Mace posted, "Extremely sad news this morning for everyone linked to the Roughriders organization. It was very evident the impact Jim had on this team, community and league. Grateful for the conversations shared in a short amount of time. Our auditorium will now be referred to as, the Hoppy." Political leaders are paying tribute and have issued their own statements on social media. Premier Scott Moe posted the following on the X platform. "Deepest condolences to the family and friends of Riders player, president, CEO, two-time Grey Cup champion, CFL Hall of Famer and all-around great guy Jim Hopson. Thank you Jim. You made the Riders a better team and Saskatchewan a better place." Former Premier Brad Wall posted a picture of Hopson with his wife Tammy on the day they made the announcement of the new Mosaic Stadium. "In marking this loss, we celebrate a great man who not only led our Riders back to greatness but helped change the attitude of an entire province," Wall posted on X. "Thank you Jim. Our condolences to Brenda and family." Opposition leader Carla Beck posted, "Deeply saddened to hear of the passing of Jim Hopson, a true icon and leader here in Saskatchewan. His contributions to football and our community will always be remembered and cherished. Sending condolences to his loved ones and his Rider family during this difficult time." Regina Rosemont NDP MLA Trent Watherspoon posted the following. "Very sad to hear that Jim Hopson has passed. Larger than life and a caring and committed leader on so many fronts, from education and in the community to Rider Nation. Jim made his province a better place. He is a Saskatchewan legend with a very proud legacy. May he rip." Senator Denise Batters posted, "Rest in peace, Jim Hopson. May God grant peace to his family and many friends who are mourning. The education community is also reflecting on the loss of one of its own." Public Schools of SK posted this on X. "Jim Hopson was a great public educator in SK who retired as a director of education then went on to be president of the Riders. His wife, Brenda, also retired as a DIR of Ed. We mourn Jim's passing this morning and we offer our deepest condolences to Brenda and family." Reaction has started coming in from the sports world. Former Roughrider defensive tackle Scott Schultz posted on X, "Heartfelt condolences to Brenda and the Hopson family. Jim Hopson was a great man who chose to get involved where he could help and lead others. We can all be grateful to have learned and grown under his wing." Hashtag Tough Day, former 10-year member of the Roughriders staff Ryan Pollock posted, "I am deeply saddened to receive the news this morning that former hashtag Rider CEO Jim Hopson has passed away. I carry endless respect for Jim and cherish the time I got to spend with him. Rest easy, Hoppy." Lee Jennier, president of the Saskatchewan Rattlers of the CEBL, posted, "Saddened to hear the passing of former at SS Crow Riders president and CEO Jim Hopson, friend and mentor #RIP. The CFL Alumni Association posted, "Jim was a passionate man who showed his passion in everything he did, a football player, educator, CEO, president, and most importantly, his family. He brought the pride to Rider Pride." Hopson was a former player for the Regina Rams, and the Rams posted this on X. "Jim Hopson was a great friend to football at all levels in Saskatchewan. He will be missed." Real District posted the following, "We mourn the loss of Jim Hopson, a legend whose impact on the Saskatchewan Roughriders, and our hearts, will be remembered. His leadership has left a mark on our community." There has also been an outpouring of media reaction from current and former media members who worked with Hopson. Among those was from former Rider radio broadcaster Daniela Ponticelli, who posted, "Rest in peace, Jim Hopson. Jim was so generous, always, with his time and openly sharing his experiences, love of life and passion for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Sending love to his family and friends, and all of Riderville, forever in our hearts." Sportsnet's Arash Madani posted, "Jim Hopson was a visionary. It was Hopson who transformed the Saskatchewan Roughriders into a powerhouse pro sports franchise. Who set the expectations for championships and sellouts, for truly connecting a province to its football team. Fought the fights that mattered, had little time for BS, became as vital a figure as the CFL has had this century." On the X feed of 620CKRM was posted, "Thanks Jim Hopson for bringing the Rider Nation together. We had some good times. Colin, it is expected there will be even more tributes paid online and elsewhere as the day unfolds, as people learn the news of Hopson's passing. Visit this link to see 620CKRM Colin Lovequist's tribute with a gallery of photos. More 620CKRM stories featuring Jim Hopson. Regina Sports Hall of Fame announces class of 2022. Former Rough Riders president and CEO Jim Hopson is grateful of the memories he has been a part of. Jim Hopson takes his spot in Canadian Football Hall of Fame, very much a class act. Jim Hopson remembering George Rita rivalry like no other. Jim Hopson on a memorable Labor Day classic with the Blue Bombers.